Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Today, we're speaking with a group of star beings about the subject of truth, the nature of truth. I'm very excited about this new phase of these podcasts because the beings have asked me to speak about specific subjects and really interview them, ask more questions. So since they asked that, subjects have been coming to mind, such as the nature of truth, the nature of reality, the nature of judgment. People have started to ask me questions like, how do we stop judging when it's so ingrained in everything we learn as children, in our societies, in our rules? And these are the some of the big questions. These are the ones the star beings are here to address with you. Questions that will bring forth information and energy attunements to help us integrate our human and being aspects to live more successfully as fully integrated human beings. And the nature of success, that's another big topic. So today we're going to start with this question about truth. I have a lot of questions about truth. And I was just speaking a few minutes ago with the star beings to prepare. And I asked if there were a group of them who were prepared to come speak about truth. And they showed me a group of them in their light bodies, white light bodies, wearing big round badges on their chest with a star in the middle. And they said that they were the designated speakers of truth. They were wearing badges to show that they were the star beings chosen to speak today on behalf of the whole, of the all. So, designated speakers of truth. I know you're here. There you are. Thank you. What's my first question? I want to know, what is the nature of truth? And I'm going to break that question down a little bit more. I want to know specifically if there is more than one truth that is really true, if there are false truths and real truths. And I want to explain that I'm thinking about this a lot because of the events going on in the United States in past months and really for years now. It's been building to this. It's come to a crisis point where there are nearly half the population believes in one truth that is totally opposite of what the majority believe in. And they believe that because someone's been telling them that something is true and they believe it. And I know that reality, I also want to know about the relationship between truth and reality, because I know that we all have different realities. We each live in our own reality. We each live within our own energy field and we have individual experiences. We also share group realities or templates, energy templates. We flow our energy into a certain template that everybody is in that group is using. But each of us, because we carry a unique vibratory signature, we have a slightly different result or a different experience of that template. That's sort of what I've been shown and told about the nature of reality, right? Okay, so we're going to do some episodes about reality, but I want to know how truth is a part of that. Is there a capital T truth that is inviolable, that is absolute? Is there a capital T truth that is absolute? That's my question. Let's start with that one. Or are there many truths, just like there are many realities? And how does the truth in one reality relate to the truth in another reality? Because, you know, like I live in a reality in which I hear beings from other dimensions and I see other dimensions. And I know other people do as well, or otherwise I would probably think I was insane. But I'm sure many people would think I was insane. A friend asked me one time if I might be maybe just a little psychotic because I heard these voices, and I laughed and I said, no, I'm the sanest person I know because I can see and hear multidimensional reality within which we experience human life. Okay, so enough about me. We're going back now to this core subject of today's podcast, which is truth. So star beings, designated speakers of truth. What's the best question to start with out of all that? Where should we start? Truth is a big topic, a huge topic, they say. This topic is not going to be fully covered in this podcast or any one podcast or any one mode of communication, any one medium. Human beings only consume one small slice of truth at a time. Aha. The truth is like a spectrum of light. It goes infinitely in both directions. Picture a long spectrum. Well, I'm seeing kind of sort of like the keyboard on a piano, but stretching infinitely into space in both directions and with varying colors, because each color and sound has its own vibrational frequency. And that's what makes a spectrum. So we have a spectrum of light, a spectrum of sound, a spectrum of frequencies. So you're saying there is a spectrum of truth. They say all truth is true to somebody. Really? Okay. All right. How can that be? When you focus on one thing, that is your experience. If you focus very, very, very narrowly, you might be able to ignore all the other aspects of truth. And that is what you see people doing today. Whew. Well, how is that possible when one person's truth absolutely contradicts other people's truths or another person's truth? Let's not even judge about, you know, what's right. I'm trying not to judge about what's right and wrong, although I have my own. I align with one truth, not with the other. But okay, so we align with one truth. When there's conflicting truths, we align with one or the other. But you're saying, how can utterly contrary beliefs in truth be equally correct, equally true? What is the star being understanding of that? The higher dimensional understanding. You're playing very different. You're playing in different octaves. You're playing on different parts of the piano. And the sound can clash. They're discordant. They are discordant. I think you need to explain a little bit more to us. Does it mean that whatever anyone believes to be true is true? Their minds are trying to explain to them a truth that they are experiencing. This is what you have to keep in mind. This is the key. Oh, okay, now I'm starting to see it. It's not the thoughts that are true. It is the feeling inside them. There is a true feeling inside them, and they're trying to discover or invent thoughts that explain it. And is that true of, say, we have people in two different octaves? Is that equally true of all people in all octaves? Are the higher octaves more aligned with an absolute truth than the lower octaves? Or is it all just relative? It's not all just relative. It all contains elements of truth. But you have to dig down through the thoughts, through the expressions of thought, the statements, the actions, and see what it is they're really trying to express. Sometimes human beings react to their emotional reality or their emotional truth in ways that really distract from what that truth is. So what are you trying to say about that? Let's give you an example. Some person or some group of people feels that they're not satisfied with their lives, that their choices are limited by others, that they don't know what to do to move forward or move ahead or be happier. And since they don't know what to do, they can't find the answer within themselves because they're operating at a lower frequency where they cannot find, they have not felt or seen the light. They're not going into the light and asking for answers. They're looking at the world around them and other human beings, and they're looking for who's to blame. They're looking for the cause of this feeling. And they're angry. They're angry in reaction to the feeling. Their anger is an attempt to protect themselves. But they don't know. Okay, wait. What? The anger is a cover for their feelings. They don't want anyone to know how helpless and small they feel. So they get angry and they use that anger to project an image of strength, rage, power, violence, even sometimes. And when someone tells them something that corresponds to that desire to find, if someone is seeking the cause of their unhappiness outside themselves, then anyone who comes along and tells them it's because of this person, this group, this circumstance, it's this person's fault, this group's fault, it's not your fault, it's not your responsibility, you're not responsible to do anything about it. You've been tricked, you've been cheated, you've been duped. All those messages reinforce their sense of being helpless and powerless and explain to them, because they don't see where they went wrong. Maybe have they actually gone wrong anywhere? Maybe the world's just changed around them. If the world changes around you in ways that you don't know how to adapt to, then you feel stuck and small and helpless. That's the way a human ego disconnected from its higher being self feels in the world. These are what we call the lower octaves or lower frequency ranges, the lower dimensions. So what in that situation is the truth? The truth is their experience, that the world is not what they want it to be. Their lives are not what they want them to be. Their experience of helplessness is their truth at that moment. Because if you can't find the key within and you can't find the key without, then you are essentially helpless. There is a truth in that. It doesn't mean you have to stay that way. It doesn't mean that there is no way to learn to live with the new realities in a way that will satisfy, that will bring you greater joy and happiness, prosperity, wealth, goods, relationships. Okay, so now let's talk about truth. So that's like a lower frequency truth that exists within the reality of those human beings. What about the higher frequency truth in a higher octave? Is it more true because it's vibrating at a higher frequency? Okay, tell me what the reality is then, or the truth, I mean, not the reality, but the truth, within the experience of others at a very different octave. How can you explain that truth? What is their truth? They might have a slightly different understanding of their world, their external reality. They might feel more attuned. They feel more attuned to the reality, the external reality. They feel that they can live in that reality, that they know what they're doing, that they, even if they don't always know what they're doing, they're heading in the right direction. There are possibilities for them. There are ways that they can use, tools that they can use, their own capacities, their own intellectual capacity, their own physical capacities, they can use to create satisfying lives within the external reality in which they find themselves. This creates a higher sense of well-being, which allows a greater flow of light. And this is why living in those higher dimensional frequencies is more joyful, happier, more desirable from the human perspective, because there is more ease and grace in your experience in those, because you're not resisting the external environment. When you resist, you've heard many times that what you resist persists. When you resist, you stop the flow, you interrupt the flow, or you block the flow. You can never stop the flow of the life force, but you can block it from entering your own personal field. And unconsciously, that's what people do when they're resisting their outer environment. When they feel like the outer environment has changed and they don't know how to change with it. They've never been told they'd have to, and they don't want to, and they're angry because they feel that they don't have the power they used to have, or they thought they should have or would have. Whereas others who are more aligned with their outer circumstance, who are more aligned with the world that is changing. The world is increasing in its energy frequencies. It's changing all around you. You're feeling it. You're all feeling it. That's why you're tuning in to this podcast for guidance and assistance in adapting into this new environment, this new energetic environment that the earth is now in. Now time is running faster. Everything's vibrating faster. It can feel good once you're adapted to it, but the transition can be quite difficult. So within that higher frequency experience of reality that you were talking about, where you're more aligned with your outer world that is changing, what is truth within that? Perhaps we need to talk about what is truth itself, absolute truth. It'll make it easier to understand. Though while there is variation in perception of truth, in the consumption of truth, you might say, and the way truth can be felt in your life, there is something, a frequency, that is truth. And actually, is it one frequency or is it a spectrum of frequencies? Truth can take many forms and many expressions, but there is a frequency that is truth and is something that is native to who you are as beings. When you individuated from source, you carried within yourself, you're like a stream of energy flowing from source that carried within it all frequencies that make up source. This is your holographic nature. This is the holographic nature of all that exists, that within each part, however infinitely small, there are all the frequencies of source, however infinitely large. It's not an easy concept to grasp for the human mind, or for maybe many, many beings. Until you get into those higher dimensions, it's harder to understand. But this is the case. So in those frequencies, we carry truth. That is exactly correct. You carried and still do carry in all aspects of yourself, your higher dimensional aspects as well as your lower dimensional, this frequency. But then why don't we perceive it the same in every dimension? Why does something seem true in at a lower frequency vibration than at a higher frequency vibration? Why does truth seem different if it's one? Because your ability to consume the truth changes. It amplifies as you reach into the higher dimensional frequencies, ranges of existence. So that as the earth's frequencies right now are rising, allowing, supporting life that is conscious at higher levels, higher dimensions of existence, can support higher frequency life forms, that also allows you to consume more of that frequency of truth. The truth is like a river, and you can dip a cup in it, you can drink a little bit, you can dive into it, you can swallow the whole river if you choose. Which is where that analogy breaks down. Yes, that is true. You can immerse yourself totally in it, or you can just stick your toe in it, to use a different analogy. As truth is a high frequency energy, it feels less comfortable if the rest of the frequencies around you and your energy field are attuned to lower frequencies. Let's say you're living in a second dimensional experience or a third dimensional experience, and the truth is ultra high frequency. It's not going to feel as comfortable. You might take a little bit of it. You might stick your toe in the water. You want to believe the truth that only the truth that fits your current situation, your current explanation for your life, the narrative of your human mind. And is that true of those of us moving into higher frequency dimensions? That we only want the part of the truth that corresponds to our mental framework or explanation or narrative of our lives. What's our ability to consume that river of truth? To drink from the river of truth? As your frequencies rise and your energy field expands, so does your ability to perceive and consume actual truth. So is there an actual truth, an ultimate truth, an immutable truth? Yes, but it's so high beyond the experience of the majority of human beings and many beings throughout the lower dimensions that you couldn't understand it or conceive of it all. It is complex, but it comes direct from source, and it is source energy expressed. And the more light and love you allow into your life, the more source energy, the more your ability to perceive and expand truth expands. The more you desire the truth, the more you desire to understand the truth, to discover the truth, and to align yourself with the truth, the more important it becomes to you. This is why lies, telling lies, becomes more and more uncomfortable the higher your frequencies become, the higher frequency energy in which you live. As you move into higher frequency energy, live in human higher frequency energy, and allow it to change your personal energy field, your ability or your desire, rather, to obscure the truth or separate yourself from that frequency becomes less and less. Okay, I feel like you're talking in circles here. It feels more uncomfortable to lie. It feels more uncomfortable to not examine any lies, even that you've told yourself, any truth in your own life or body or energy field that you have obscured because it felt painful. It finally becomes more painful to hide from yourself than to, or hide from the light, which contains truth, carries the truth, than it does to face the truth, to accept it, to embrace it, to realize it, and release lower frequency reactions, such as anger, pain, guilt, shame. Oh, what a dense emotion is shame. And that is why so many people hide from the truth in their own lives. The more your frequencies rise, the greater your ability to align with the truth and the greater your discomfort when you are out of alignment with truth. That's all there is to it. So is it then okay, or even preferable or divinely destined, to prefer to choose one version of the truth over another and say this one is closer, more closely aligned to what I know to be truth in my own life, mind, energy field? How else could you grow? How else could you rise? How else could you expand your consciousness? As you become more conscious, you become conscious of more of the truth. That river, more of that river can flow through your field, your mind. You can be aware of more of that river of truth. You can understand it and accept it. And it makes you more accepting of others. It allows you to accept that others are having an experience in which they're not comfortable with consuming a great deal of that river of infinite, what you call absolute truth. Is there any such thing as absolute anything? There is totality. We would call it totality because absolute is a kind of third dimensional concept in which something is not changeable, is rigid. It's a rigid concept. It's like, this is it, absolute, Nothing's going to ever change that. It's like cement blocks. It's like you build a wall and you say, that's it, that's the limit. Where in reality, even cement walls are vibrating and changing. The reality is change. And there is no absolute in that, because we haven't finished changing and we never will. You see, there is no absolute limit to our ability to grow, expand, and evolve. At the higher dimensions, we're growing and expanding and evolving, just as in the lower dimensions. It's all a process. There is totality and completeness, but there is not completion. There is no end to the potential and to the process of expansion and growth. As you expand, you will consume more of the truth. Naturally, you don't have to worry about whether you're understanding enough of the truth. Your energy field will incorporate more of the truth in your life. You will attract experiences that mirror to you where you are blocking the truth, that show you that you've been blocking a certain aspect of truth. And then you just go in and you go, okay, I choose to accept truth. What is the highest truth that I can consume at this time, that I can incorporate and understand and align with and attune to? And that request will bring it to you. Okay, well, we need to close out this episode, but I really miss the attunements. I love the attunements. So I would like to ask you right now to attune every listener to their highest truth, to the highest truth that each individual is capable of aligning with and attuning to and consuming at this point in their growth, so that they can continue that growth in the most rapid and easy way possible. Thank you. With truth and grace. Thank you. We would be most happy to align you all right now with your highest truth. Lifting off the veils of illusion. I now see the truth. I see myself for who I am. A beautiful aspect of the source of all that is, a shining being of light. I choose this truth. I choose to see and align with and integrate into my life and my being this truth of my source self. And I trust that that truth will carry me forward and expand and bring me more and more and more of the truth and guide my life according to the divine plan that is my individual life, that I have created as divine creator in individuated form. This will serve you well. We bless you now, everyone, with love, with light, with joy, with truth, with peace in your hearts, and peace upon the earth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, star beings. Thank you, designated speakers of truth. I love you very much. We all do. We send you our love. Amen and amen and amen. All right. What a beautiful blessing and a beautiful teaching. I look forward to more in future episodes. I look forward to hearing from you, my listeners, our listeners. If you have questions you would like to ask the star beings, we invite you to email them to ask@voicesfromthestars.com. And as we receive those questions, the beings will begin to select from listener questions as well, those that will help humanity expand into their highest expression. That's what they say. That's the purpose, the general overall purpose of this podcast. So you can find us at voicesfromthestars.com on Facebook. We hope that you'll share with your friends. We hope that you will sign up for our email list at voicesfromthestars.com and receive information about new events, opportunities to interact with the star beings, and with me, Susan Rensberger. So for today, I send you light and love and blessings in alignment with the star beings from my home in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina, at the foot of the Andes Mountains. Many blessings, much light and love. Bye. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.